A Tampa Bay Times investigation found the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services did not complete enhanced background checks for a year because of a login issue. That was contained within an inspector general's report that looked at concealed weapons licenses, or CWL, applications submitted between February 2016 to March 2017. Commissioner Adam Putnam says background checks were still done on the thousands of CWL applications during that time period.
The 350,000 individuals had their names and fingerprints run through all three databases. 365 of them had non-criminal disqualifying information in their past that would prevent them from being eligible for a CWL. Those 365 sat on the desk of a negligent employee. We have since corrected that and revoked the licenses of 291 of the 365.
Throughout his telling of what happened, Putnam has been on the defensive. He's repeatedly blamed that one employee who is included in the IG report. She's since been fired.
The negligent and deceptive employee failed to follow up on the results of non-criminal background check disqualifying information on those CWLs.
While several media reports indicate they're not sure who initiated the IG investigation, Putnam insists he did.
We took immediate action and implemented the Inspector General investigation.
Still, some critics have questioned why, even though this occurred from 2016 to 2017, why it's only coming out now. Overall, Putnam says his agency has now put safeguards in place in the application review process.
As a result of this IG investigation and the processes that we have implemented, this should not ever happen again. And I will continue to hold all of my people accountable across the entire department for all of the responsibilities we have, including licensing.
There are differing opinions on what happened and what the next step moving forward should be. To those with public safety concerns, Putnam has maintained having a permit does not necessarily mean someone can buy a gun, since they go through similar checks for the purchase. The National Rifle Association's Marion Hammer agrees, recently defending Putnam to her membership. Governor Rick Scott has called what happened, quote, disturbing and concerning, adding, quote, we all expect our government to do their job. Some Republicans have openly criticized Putnam, including his main primary gubernatorial opponent, Ron DeSantis, while some Democrats, including gubernatorial candidates, have called on Putnam to resign. Others are calling for an expanded investigation first.
I'm not asking for him to resign. I think those are premature. But I do think a hearing is warranted. You know, in the House, we have a reputation of being the watchdog. Well, without a hearing, apparently we want to be the lapdog.
That's Coral Springs Democratic Representative Jared Moskowitz, who falls into that latter camp. He and others have written top House and Senate leadership calling for an independent probe.
Because there's enough here. How many other IG reports are out there that we don't know about that might have might place Floridians' lives at risk that are being kept secret? How many other pieces of legislation have departments filed to cover potentially corrupt behavior? So these are the reasons why we need a hearing. That's why I sent a letter to the Speaker.
Moskowitz is talking about a provision in a comprehensive bill filed during this past legislative session on behalf of the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. It would have allowed for some concealed weapons license applications to be approved when background checks were not completed within 3 months. The only reason that provision did not move forward was because of the mass school shooting in Parkland. Still, as it relates to an investigation by the House, Moskowitz says he's not holding his breath.
Even though I can't reach Ms. Cleo, something tells me that we will not be having a hearing.
But between calls for resignations and investigations into the issue, some political scientists believe this could just be insider baseball. Retired University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus says this may not affect the opinions of average Florida voters.
What we're seeing is a public that doesn't know who they're going to vote for, that doesn't seem to be tuned in too much, not watching the news as much. It's one of the most difficult times to try and grab people's attention. And something like this issue, which has two sides to it and it's fairly complex in terms of the actual details, probably to a lot of voters, it's not something that's resonating right now. That doesn't mean that it might closer to the election, but I think it's not grabbing a whole lot of casual voters' attention.
And as for Agriculture Commissioner and Republican gubernatorial hopeful Adam Putnam, he says if there is political fallout, he's prepared to deal with the consequences. For now, he says his immediate focus is to make sure this doesn't happen again. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.